Green jobs now, read one of the 50-foot banners. Get to work, read the other.
We actually were addressing not just the climate crisis, but the unemployment crisis.
Ted Glick outside the courthouse this morning. He faced up to 3 years in jail because of previous convictions for similar nonviolent protests.
I believe that nonviolent civil disobedience is very legitimate. It's very much within the American tradition. Henry Thoreau, Martin Luther King, you know, Cesar Chavez, any number of people have undertaken this form of action.
In May, a jury convicted Glick of demonstrating on Capitol grounds and hanging a banner on Capitol grounds, both misdemeanors.
The standard is the tourist standard, so if the action is not louder than the actions of an ordinary tourist, sometimes you can win.
Glick's lawyer, Ann Wilcox.
We argued that sometimes you've got school groups in there, singing songs and doing cultural events, and they can be louder than some of the protesters that are there. And we don't feel they should be arrested just for the content of their message.
During the sentencing, the prosecutor said Glick should go to jail because he'd, quote, failed to accept responsibility and show remorse for his actions. The prosecutor asked for a 40-day sentence. The judge said he'd received and read hundreds of letters in support of Glick. But he said he rejected the notion that Glick should get off because of the importance of his message. A supporter in the packed audience sighed and whispered, "He's going to jail." A few minutes later, Glick was released as dozens cheered.
As far as whether I personally will put myself in a situation where there's a high risk of arrest, I certainly will think very long and hard about that given what's happened to me here.
Glick's suspended sentence means he won't spend any time in jail. Instead, he faces a 1-year probation, a $1,000 fine, and 40 hours of community service. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.